Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity that you get. You know, you think, have I really been living like that for so long? It's a bit like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You just think, wow, how have I been affording to pay so much more? It is time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And the quality of their mobile service in comparison to your old provider is special. You could be saving so much money. So say goodbye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, unexpected overages. You can use your own phone number, bring along all your existing contacts, and ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal, where you get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So to get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/HPP. That's mintmobile.com/HPP. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/HPP. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gig on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey there, thanks so much for joining us for this bite-sized episode of the High Performance Podcast in partnership with Lotus Cars. I'm going to make you a promise. I promise we're not going to take up much of your day, but I also promise that the next few minutes is going to be a really good use of your time. What we're doing on these bite-sized episodes is just diving into former conversations that we've had on the High Performance Podcast, and Damien and myself are just picking out the learnings, the lessons, the little nuggets of inspiration so that you can learn even more about what our guests have done to live a high performance life. And there is no one, I don't believe, more high performance than Nims Purja, a man who has shown that things that we believe to be impossible are actually possible. He summited the tallest mountains in the world quicker than anybody else. He's the first man to get to the top of K2 in the middle of winter, and he did it all through having the right mindset. How did he do it? A, he believed he could, and B, when things went wrong, he made no excuses. Here he is.
I always believe that if you want to be the best in the world, you shouldn't have any excuses. And I always believe that, you know, excuses are for losers. You know, have you heard any person who has won make any excuses? No. And I didn't want it to fall in that category. That is as simple as that, you know. Even maybe when I fail to, you know, summit a mountain, I will probably come with the excuses. But then I made that excuses because I failed it. And I don't want to fall in that category. You lose. So it's very simple for me.
Damien, do you know what I love about this lesson and this week's bite-sized episode? It is so simple. Every single person listening to this episode can decide right now not to make excuses for anything. Even the things that have gone wrong and they're not even their fault and it's really annoying and it makes your whole day crap. Don't make an excuse. Don't come up with a reason. What did Matthew McConaughey, what did he say? Excuses remove the learning.
Absolutely. I think if there's three words that sum up our whole High Performance Podcast, it's fault versus responsibility. And I think what Nims explains there is take responsibility. Whatever happens to you might not be your fault, but it's your responsibility in how you deal with it.
And let me tell you another brief story from Nims. And I would recommend, if you're listening to him there and you think, wow, what a guy. And he was amazing. I mean, I remember, do you remember when I stood up, David, in the middle of the recording? I went, you're so inspirational. Because he was. But he spoke at one point about when he was summiting Everest, someone stole his oxygen. Now, instead of getting frustrated and thinking, I don't believe this, this has now derailed my bid to summit Everest, he decided to write a story in his own head. And the story was, someone was obviously so desperate for the oxygen that they stole it just to stay alive. Therefore, his oxygen has saved someone else's life. Now, the chances of that story being true is probably slim. But the most important thing is that he took responsibility for the fact that his oxygen had gone missing. He didn't look to blame someone else. He didn't look for fault. He didn't allow it to eat him up from the inside. Because what's the benefit, Damien, to thinking, I don't believe it, I'm now frustrated and I'm angry and I think everything's going to be a failure? There's no benefit to that compared to, wow, that saved someone's life, so I've already had a good day. It's so powerful when you get into this mindset of taking responsibility for everything.
Yeah, I remember working with a rugby team years ago, and there was one really cynical player, and we were talking about believing that you're going to win. And he said, are you telling me if I 100% believe that I'm going to win, I will win? And my point was, no, nobody can guarantee that. But if you 100% believe that you're going to lose, I can pretty much give you a guarantee that you will. So why would you want to start sabotaging yourself before you even set off by removing one of those key fundamental pillars of having belief and therefore taking complete responsibility that you're going to do all you can to be successful?
Yeah. Look, life is there, man, to slap you across the face every day, right? Why do it to yourself?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I think when you start making excuses, it's like you're giving control away to life to come and give you that little extra slap when, you know, as you say, that's going to happen regardless anyway. So you might as well mitigate and do everything you can within your control to smooth the path.
And in all seriousness, if you're still a bit of a cynic and you're listening to this short episode with Damien and myself and you're thinking, nah, it's nonsense, right? Just right now, while we're talking, try and think of one benefit to an excuse, one benefit to not taking responsibility, one benefit to sitting there being frustrated with something that's happened to you. There is not one. There just isn't one. I mean, I can't think of one, Damien, but that doesn't mean it isn't a difficult thing to get right in your head. And one of the things that I did a long time ago, Damien, was I looked out for people who were constantly negative or constantly looking to blame someone else or constantly being a victim, because that's a good reminder to you that you don't want to be that person. And then the way I stopped it was every time I found myself being negative or being a victim, I came up with 5 reasons to be positive. And it very quickly gets you into a much more positive frame of mind.
Yeah, definitely. It's often referred to as ANTs. Automatic negative thoughts will always come into our head. It's part of the way we're wired to keep ourselves safe and survive. But like you say, we're not in a world where those automatic negative thoughts are actually going to kill us anymore. They can just derail us from achieving what we want. So when we get into the habit of countering them and finding ways that we can mitigate their impact on us, it keeps us on our pathway of high performance, however we choose to define it.
Perfect. I think that's a brilliant way to end this little short episode of the High Performance Podcast. If you loved what Nims had to say, check out his full episode. Have a look through our back catalogue. So many brilliantly inspiring people with lessons for you and for your life. And I really hope that if you're at a place where you're ready to take responsibility and you no longer see the benefit of apportioning blame or fault, that we've just appeared at the right time for you. Damien, thank you as always.
Thanks
to the whole High Performance team for their hard work. Thanks to Lotus Cars for their continued support. But most of all, thanks to you for listening. And we'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye.